Yesterday, the Park Board of Commissioners had their regular meeting at the Decatur Park District. Chris Harrison joins us here to talk about that and other things. There's going to be a great day tomorrow. Oh, you'll find out more about that tomorrow. We don't want to have any spoiler alerts here, but it's going to be a lot of fun. How long have you been on the Park Board now, Chris?
I'm coming up on 6 years, actually.
Wow, doesn't that go by fast?
Yes, it does.
What made you run in the first place?
I'll be honest, it was when they originally announced the lakefront plan, the lakeshore landing, and it was, you know, it was when Facebook became a thing then, and I jumped in and was, you know, obviously they're the naysayers, so I brought out and kind of defended it and said, hey, this is a great thing for the future and for the community. And Cindy Dedrick Wolfer at the time was on the board and a proponent, obviously, of lakeshore development, and we were in my office and bank one time, and she said, have you ever thought about running for park board? And I said, no. And here I am.
Okay, so, well, you know, I think if you ask Clevenger, he would think there's, you know, a lot of negativity and scrutiny. I tend to think of the taxing bodies, it gets the least amount of controversy. You know, I mean, I'm sure being in your spot, it feels like people always have an opinion, but you don't get near the flack that maybe the city or the county board gets.
Well, correct.
I mean, you're in the recreation business. You get to do the fun stuff.
We get to do soccer tournaments and pools and amphitheater. We don't have to deal with sewers and police pension.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean,
union contracts.
It's all in perspective.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you don't have to make tough decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about, you know, people wanting to be the way it was at one point, and life constantly evolves, mm-hmm. right? This community used to have 5 public golf courses because there was a demand that created the reason to have 5 public golf courses. That there's nowhere near that demand today. And it's not just here. We were just talking about Hawaii, and the interesting thing is if you go to Kanapali, or you go to Hawaii where they have some unbelievable golf courses. They've had to close golf courses because the demand isn't there either.
Even in Hawaii.
You know, at a place that hosts a PGA event had to close one of its 3 golf courses because just lack of rounds. Now, we can bemoan that fact, but millennials are consuming their recreation the way they want to consume their recreation, and that's not going to change.
Right. Right. And we've made tough decisions as far as we've closed Scoville Golf Course. We had to close Big Creek Riding Stables. The Park Singer program has gone away, you know, because things have evolved. As we close the golf course, we still have 2 golf courses. It's not like it was taken away.
No, but there might be a point where there's 1 golf course. I mean, and I'm not asking you to comment officially. I'm just saying, yeah, you have to go where the bodies are, and you have to provide the experiences as generations are consuming them.
Correct.
I mean, we had an ice rink in Fairview Park.
Right.
We had bears in cages, for crying out loud. I don't think anybody would be for that today.
Right.
The past is great for nostalgia, mm-hmm. but the future is where our future is. I mean, you have to be looking ahead.
Correct.
All right,
correct.
So how do you do that yourself? And do you feel like the Park Board has a good balance of demographics?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, back to why I'm on the board, 10 years ago, there was a plan for the lakefront, and that developed into a master plan that really morphed into all these things that are coming together now as far as connecting the zoo to the lakefront to Nelson Park, the amphitheater, the aquatic center, the disc golf, the dog park, all those elements that everyone is seeing now. You know, these didn't just happen overnight, and I'm fortunate enough to be the president now, and I'll be cutting a lot of ribbons this year, but this all came from the last 10, 15 years of people having vision to say, hey, we need a master plan for what we want to do with the Park District in that area.
Well, I think about, and I tell you, it's amazing to me, if you look at, and the mayor and I had this conversation earlier this week, people from Springfield and Champaign, Urbana, and Bloomington, Normal, we have radio stations in all of those communities, and Danville and Lafayette. Lafayette a little different with Purdue, and Champaign a little different with University of Illinois. But some of the problems that they're having in some of these other communities, there's still this perspective sometimes from Decatur folks that don't appreciate as much as somebody from the outside coming in and looking at it with just fresh eyes and not having any baggage. They're going unbelievable. You know, I look at that east end of town as being and I'm not going to use the word tourism, but a family destination place. If you think about an aquatics facility, a ropes course, you know, a state-of-the-art miniature golf course, an amphitheater, you go right down the road to the zoo and the new train and the Children's Museum with a brand new $3.5 million addition, all of that being, you know, like a mile apart, there's a whole weekend, if not more, worth of activities for families to come enjoy.
Right. And I also want to hit on, too, what the school and the city's doing, too, with the Johns Hill School, you know, a new school being developed there. And you mentioned with Ms. Wolf the other day, too, about the intergovernmental conversations. You know, that's a big topic in those conversations. And I look at it as tying downtown to Johns Hill School to the Nelson Park area that certainly is a recreational weekend destination.
There's no doubt about it. All right, you guys approved some general obligation park bonds yesterday. Tell me what was up with that.
Yeah, so this is an annual issuance we put out, and a lot of times it's making debt payments and taking care of a lot of short-term obligations. Also part of that is the capital projects that we do. Every year there are projects, there's equipment that needs replaced, there's mowers, playgrounds, basketball courts, walking trails, ADA access plans. So we've got over $1 million that are going back into the parks this year as part of this capital plan.
All right. There's also, I think, an obligation that the people need to take care of what's there for them as well. I know it's frustrating the amount of things that you guys have to repair or replace because of vandalism. You know, neighborhood parks still have a key role in our community, but man, it's expensive to maintain something that doesn't generate any revenue that's constantly being vandalized.
Right. It is. And we just continue to ask the residents around the parks to keep your eyes open and pay attention. And we know it's 99% of the people that live around those parks love that park and have their eye on that park. It's the two knuckleheads that sneak in.
Life is full of expense based on those two percentage points. It just happens. All right. So what's up next for the park district? I know obviously we got a big thing tomorrow, which you'll hear all about in the media and some exciting things in and around the amphitheater. But what's next, for as we look ahead? There's some really cool things that are coming to fruition, as you mentioned earlier. Been maybe years long in the making, but we're going to open a lot of stuff this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. The train.
Train's going to blow everybody away, by the way.
It's amazing. I had to go before they even started. I had to go out on that hill just to see this bridge that's going to cross is going to be impressive, and it's going to be right along the lake. Which will also be cool. From the lake, you'll see the 9/11 memorial across the lake too, which again just tying that whole area together. So that's awesome. Aquatics, you know, keep knocking on wood for weather. You know, that's where we're at with aquatics and the new water park getting all that open.
It will open this year. Just the exact date is kind of hard to predict based on construction through, you know, between now and spring.
Right. Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got, the ropes course, I think, is a blast. Mm-hmm. And you've got the miniature golf course, which just, you know, we drive through there and people are just constantly. I mean, it's, weather does play a big role, though, right? One of the little things that people overlook is the outdoor exercise park they have over in Nelson Park as well.
Yes, just across from the old Paul's there, the outdoor exercise park and the mountain biking course, too.
Yeah.
Which that's all free to use. The exercise course, the dog park's there also. Disc golf is free to use, so there's a lot of offerings for the community.
Disc golf's popular.
It really is.
It's not something I've ever done, but it's got its niche audience, right?
My son plays hockey, and we were in Springfield a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, still cold.
Yeah.
But there were people out playing disc golf, you know, and it was high 20s and with their dogs and tossing these frisbees around. So there's even tournaments. We've had tournaments, and Forsyth Park District has a course up there, too. And so they kind of did a two-location tournament as well. One last point, too, that we're doing is soccer. Soccer's huge right now. We've got a project going out there with a new pavilion, concession stand, restrooms, kind of a storm shelter. You know, we have a lot of events out there. Storms pop up in the summer evenings. We need to have somewhere for people to go safe. So that's another project that'll be online this summer as well.
All right, Chris, we appreciate it. We'll see you next month, or actually in a couple of weeks, whenever the next park board meeting is. We do appreciate it. Chris Harrison, the chairman president of the Park Board of Commissioners, at their regular meeting yesterday. You can find out more. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We've got all kinds of really cool, exciting news coming your way. Taking a quick break, here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Rain likely could even see some thunderstorms this afternoon until about 3 p.m. That's when that will head out of here. Temperatures will be rising to around 53 degrees till about 11, then starting to fall. Then for tonight, we've got cloudy skies and it is going to be cold, lows around 8. Friday, sunshine, highs near 19. Saturday, sunny, highs near 28. It's 42 degrees in downtown Decatur.
A home is an